Well, let me jump over here to my opening monologue, The Right Side Way. I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. They are open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. And yes, indeed, they are the sponsors of the Right Side Way monologue. All right. So the other day I saw a story that I mentioned briefly on the show. But the more I thought about it afterwards, too, the more I knew I was not done with the story yet. It's amazing sometimes what happens when liberals have access to someone else's money. I mean, they get a notion, they get access to funds, and the next thing you know, voila, you have jackassery. The story that got my attention was related to San Francisco. So like many big cities, the city by the bay has its fair share of problems. I mean, social ills, infrastructure to maintain, law and order, giving out free booze to alcoholics on the taxpayer dime. Wait, what? Yes, you heard me. In the city of San Francisco, California, city officials have determined that they have a homeless crisis that is in part fueled by alcoholism. So they've decided the best means of taking the situation in hand and managing it, because goodness knows that no one can manage a problem better than the government, is to tap into the many tax dollars that San Fran's city council has and spend millions of dollars giving out free beer and vodka to homeless alcoholics. It's true. It's called the Managed Alcohol Program. I kid you not. It is overseen by none other than the city of San Francisco's Department of Public Health, because nothing screams health like feeding an addiction. Apparently, the program went into effect during the last few years. It has largely flown under the radar, but nonetheless is now spending over $5 million per year to allegedly, quote, stabilize the alcohol use of homeless addicts and to reduce their binge drinking. Right. The San Francisco Department of Public Health says they serve roughly 55 clients right now. Just 55? For $5 million? And the program is located in a former hotel in the notorious Tenderloin District. The program came to light recently when a local representative of the Salvation Army heard about it and decided to check it out. In his words on social media, he, quote, stumbled upon the building where they have this program, saying further that, quote, the location is an old hotel. Inside the lobby, they had kegs set up with taps where they were basically giving out free beer to the homeless who've been identified with alcohol use disorder. What the heck, man? I'm just going to hazard a guess and say that if your goal is to reduce binge drinking, then perhaps you don't start by giving them access to kegs. I mean, if anything, what they're doing is giving out the first drink for happy hour. It's like going to a casino and finding out you can stay overnight for free, so all the money you quote-unquote save on the hotel can now be spent at the craps tables. I mean, what could go wrong? This is all part of what liberals love to call, quote, harm reduction programs. Let that sink in. Harm reduction programs. That's a neat word. San Francisco loves spending taxpayer money to run them. They also, by the way, have a similar program for drug addictions, apparently. But even the mayor of San Francisco now says they aren't doing any good. In her words, the mayor's, they are, quote, not reducing harm and are actually, quote, making things worse. You think? One man who's in recovery for heroin addiction also slammed these so-called harm reduction programs, telling the local media that it was just a failed program and wondering if it was designed to, quote, manage people's addictions with our taxpayer dollars in perpetuity forever. The guy went on to say, I think we ought to be spending that money on detox and recovery. Well, there's a novel idea. But listen, I look at it and think, I have to wonder what's next. I mean, where do they stop with so-called managed care and harm reduction? Do we allow kleptomaniacs to only steal a managed amount? Do we say that pedophiles can only molest a certain number of children? But then again, maybe that's really the aim, right? I mean, look at what liberal soft-on-crime policies have done to law and order in certain locales around the nation. Think about the manner in which they handle crime right there in San Francisco, the same city that has the so-called managed care mentality. Currently under California law, the crime of shoplifting under $950 is a misdemeanor. So is the use of most illegal drugs, all because of the passage of what was known as Proposition 47 just in the last 10 years. Since that time of the passage of Prop 47, criminal conduct has skyrocketed. So what's the practical impact? Well, effectively, all arrests for shoplifting now can only be carried out through a quote-unquote citizen's arrest. Mm-hmm. which is a cumbersome legal process in which a civilian has to, one, witness the event, and then, two, show up in court to prosecute the event or at least testify. And Prop 47 says that police officers are not permitted to arrest people on the grounds of shoplifting anymore. What the heck, man? In San Francisco, police cannot arrest anyone for shoplifting under a felony charge if the goods stolen are under $950. So instead, San Francisco PD is often held to its what they call citation release policy. It means that most shoplifters are just given a fine of no more than $1,000 and let go. And I would suggest that fining somebody $1,000 for stealing $950 doesn't sound like much of a punishment, especially with how infrequently the fine is even doled out. We can see how profitable shoplifting truly is. Y'all, there's an entire cottage industry right now sprung up in which addicts and homeless people are paid by fences to go into a store, steal less than $950 worth of goods, and then come out and get paid $20 for their efforts so they can buy more drugs. But then they go repeat the process over and over and over because it's like it's their job. Stores are now closing in San Francisco in record numbers because they cannot afford to stay open in that environment. And the drug use? Just as bad, if not worse. The passage of Prop 47 removed the ability of police to detain anyone for public intoxication. So now the addicts will stumble and vomit and defecate on the streets of San Francisco, and all the police can do is wait until they kill someone or die. The situation is so out of control, the city has decided that all it can do is now, quote, manage the problems. Not end the problems. Not stop the problems. Not enforce the problems. Just simply resign themselves to merely trying to manage the problems. Look, the bottom line is this is what happens with liberals who have agendas and also have access to tax dollars. It's not their money. Shoot. Why not spend it on neat ideas that make people feel good about themselves? Why not virtue signal for a bit with taxpayer funds so they can go home to their safe beds at night and believe that by just managing a problem, they somehow made the problem better? When in fact, all they really did was increase crime, increase addiction, and just start a happy hour for alcoholics. So whose quality of life, by the way, was made better? The addicts? The alcoholics who get a free buzz? The business owners who went out of business? The police who have to go into harm's way and just wait for the crime to turn violent? The city that's becoming a cesspool of epic proportions? Look, quality of life is not found in merely managing bad behavior and addictions. Quality of life is actually found in bringing bad behavior and addictions to a stop. What you're seeing right now, this so-called managed care, this is nothing but unmanaged care. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. Look, I'm just telling you. When they say they're managing the addictions by giving them more alcohol and giving them more drugs, oh, we're going to stop their seizures by giving them a little something to drink. Now, that's called feeding the problem. But then you look around and realize the way they've set the laws up, all they're doing is just feeding all the problems. That's all they do. They try to manage, but it's really unmanaged. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.